All right, David, can you hear me? Are we still connected?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. We're on the air now, and we welcome back listeners to the second hour of Sedona Dreams. And we have with us our very distinguished guest, David John Oates. David is the discoverer of the voice of the unconscious mind through the power of a technology known as reverse speech technology. And we've had interest in some of the different products on David's website, such as the books he's written about reverse speech, and the classes, and also about the software which enables you to zero in on reversals. Now, you still have to look for or listen for the reversals. The software will not do that for you, but what it will do is enable you to isolate those reversals and then put them into a form where you can actually see as well as hear that reversal. So, David, could you tell us a little bit about the software that you have on the website? How does it work, and what does it do?
Right. Okay. Well, it's our own software that we had designed ourselves and specifically designed for the professional documentation, both in an audio format as well as in a written transcript format. It's a fully functioning audio editing program with graphic equalizers, cut, paste, and copy, and all of the standard functions you would expect to find in a fully fledged audio editing program. But on top of this audio editing program, we've got built into it specific reverse speech functions. For start, it'll play forwards and backwards instantly at a touch of a button. So you can play it forwards and backwards and forwards and backwards, et cetera, et cetera. And which allows you to move through the tape in 5 or 10 second slots. And then that's what I do when I'm analyzing my tapes. I'll play it forwards for a few seconds, then run it backwards, and then move on to the next slot and run that forwards, then run it backwards. And it also enables you to vary the speed, so you can slow the reverse down. Now, you can actually keep the forwards at the same speed. You can actually control the forwards and reverse speed independently. So when I'm doing my analyzing, I normally keep the forward speed at 100% and the reverse speed at about 85%. I find that's the optimum speed to find those reversals. Reverse speech normally runs faster than forward speech. If you have 3 or 4 syllables forwards, you may have 5 or 6 syllables backwards. So when you're running the tapes in reverse, it actually has the illusion of going faster. And so that's why we slow the speed down to bring it down to a level where you can hear it fairly easily. Now, on top of that, the software has the facility to create bookmarks. So if you find a reversal at 1 minute and 20 seconds into the tape, you may do a little 2-second bookmark where the reversal is located. And you would bookmark the forwards sentence where the reversal occurred, and then you also bookmark the reversal itself. And once you've created those 2 bookmarks, your software then allows you to go and save the reversal in professional format, which is forwards plus reversal at 3 separate speeds. So, well, that's a wonderful feature that can be done in just a couple of seconds, and saved many reverse speech students hours and hours and hours of work. So that's pretty good. And of course, you can zoom in on the transcript. You can zoom right in, so you've only got a second or so in the window, and then zoom right out, so you've got 30 minutes in the window. You know, whatever you feel comfortable with is, I tend to zoom in and work on a minute in the window. But you can choose what level you want to zoom in at. And of course, the software record, obviously, enables you to make your recordings and to save and all the standards.
Well, now let's zero in on a specific example of this. So now you were here's just one application. You were thinking about signing a contract with a potential publisher for one of your books. So you have this reversal already isolated, but could you play the portion which includes the gibberish? And so we'll go through the process and relate that to the software, where you have now the gibberish, then you have the reversal isolated, and then it plays at three different speeds.
Oh, so you want me to what? Actually go through the process of finding the reversal?
No, just to play the gibberish portion along with the reversal, so we can see how if someone were hunting for a reversal they had not isolated yet, they would pick that out among the gibberish, and then let's explain to the listening audience, okay, now you've got this gibberish, here's this reversal, you're thinking about possibly signing a contract to have a publisher who seems like a nice guy in his forward speech publish one of your books. So now you've got this recording of your conversation with this gentleman. You're looking through you're looking through sections of the conversation in reverse. You hear gibberish, then all of a sudden now you've heard this reversal, and so that one's already been isolated. But let's play that example for our listening audience, so you can tell them about, okay, now how they would go about once they find this reversal to isolate it on the software.
All right. Well, let's play through the forwards first so they can hear the context. Okay. So here's the clip forwards. Oops. Sorry. It's not playing. Okay. We'll try again.
So we'll negotiate that with anchor point when we go over. Yes, I agree with you. I agree.
That way we contain sole rights to the books. The channel to us. Now, are anchor point always going to be publishing this book?
They have options on my next book.
All right, so there we have the forward. So what we're going to do, we're going to run the whole lot backwards. So here we go.
And I'm on the spot. I have...
Now there we have a reversal. We can't say it in forward speech, but now David has found this reversal among the gibberish. It was right there because I heard it.
Let's just play the reversal again. Okay, so here's the reversal again. Listen carefully to what it's saying. Right. Okay. So that's reversal. Now what the software does is enables you to isolate it at three speeds. So here we have it at three speeds now. And so the software does that automatically and isolates reversal. And so and now you have a very professional a presentation of reverse speech.
So now you heard the reversal three times at three different speeds. You mentioned 85%. Now, at what rate are these three different audios of the reversal playing?
And they're at 100%, 85%, and 70%.
Okay, so you've got three different speeds. This is what this incredible software enables you to do. Once you've isolated, you've isolated that reversal, you've heard it among the gibberish, you've bookmarked it, and then now you can actually dump it as an MP3 or a wave.
Right, absolutely right. Now, in addition to that, once you've found your reversal, you're going to want to document what you found. And so the software allows a little transcript box to pop up below the software, and then you type in what the forward says, and you type in what the reverse says, and it automatically ascribes that reversal to the bookmark that you have made. And then you, when you save the file, you're not only saving the sound file and the reversal you found, but you're also saving the transcript as well.
Now there's that reversal. We can't say it in forward speech, but now those of you who listen to this example, and again, this is just one of the applications for using reverse speech. David did not sign the contract with this individual, who sounded like a nice guy in his forward speech, did not, after isolating that reversal, sign the contract with this individual to publish his book. So again, this is one application where a potential business disaster was averted by simply using this software. So how much did it cost for the software? Well, it didn't cost nearly as much as it might have cost for the business disaster, David. Now, David's website is reversespeech.com. That's reversespeech.com. And you can go to that website and you can see the software along with the books and classes and all the good and hundreds of examples of reversals, all the goodies that are on that site. David?
Oh, well, thousands of examples of reversals on the reverse speech site, yeah, and dozens and dozens of articles written on all various different aspects of reverse speech.
And those of you who might be tuning in for the first time, reverse speech was discovered by David John Oates about 3 decades ago. He's been working diligently on it ever since. And this is the voice of the unconscious mind. One of the things about the unconscious mind is the unconscious mind cannot lie. So that businessman, the publisher, revealed his true nature in the reversal, even though he would, no matter how much he tried to conceal what he was really about in his forward speech, the truth came out in the reversal. So that's just one business application. And because David has a vast treasure trove of research on reverse speech, we're never short of topics. So David, what did you have for us today?
Oh, well, I was just kind of winging it, as I always do. I thought we might look at some children's reversals. That'd be a good one to look at. They're great. Great.
Now, let's preface this by, this is one of the incredible discoveries that David has made, is that children actually learn to speak in reverse before they can speak in forward speech, and they are actually communicating in reverse before they're and this is, again, they've done scientific research. Babies can learn hand speech even before they can speak in forward speech. So it's but they can learn sign language before they can learn forward speech. So again, even before that, they are already speaking in reverse. This is again one of the discoveries David has made, and you're going to hear some examples of that, David.
It's one of the most exciting discoveries in my there's many exciting discoveries. This is just another one that children are speaking in reverse before they speak forwards. And the way I discovered this was fate would have it, around about the time I wrote my theory of reverse speech in 1987, I became the father of twin girls. They were born on July of 1987. And I started thinking about someone that came home from hospital. I was like, oh, you know, I should take them and see what I could find. You know, so it was just a little curious little exercise. So I was taping their cries and their noise. And And then for the first 3 or 4 months, I didn't hear anything, just backwards cries and backwards and forwards cries and backwards cries, nothing intelligible. But at 4 months of age, I started to find single words. So let's play some of these single words. Here's a track, Lords. And we'll play it backwards. You'll hear the gibberish, and it's very clear hello right at the very end. Here we go. You hear that there, George?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so let's do that again. Now, that's at 4 months of age. Now, I've got another one here.
4 months?
Four months of age. Here's another one at 4 months of age. I think this is the one I'm looking for. This is my daughter in the bassinet.
Gun.
Okay, hear that little cry there?
Gun.
The back officer says, mummy, mummy.
Yeah.
And again, I'll play it again.
Yeah.
Could you hear that there, the little mummy there?
Yeah.
And that's at 4 months of age. Now, that's long before it's been assumed that the children speak full, that children articulate language. So,
well, now, I remember one of the assignments I did as one of your students, I very quickly found some reversals by simply going on YouTube and then playing some of the crying babies backwards, and one of them there was a very young child, and a reversal, and it was just sounded like, you know, what we've been hearing. It sounded like crying in forward speech, but you can very clearly hear in the reversal, the reversal says child sick.
Right. I don't know if I've got that one hand. I know you sent it to me.
It'll be in there somewhere. But David has, again, listeners, David has thousands of reversals. But
I won't even begin to attempt to find it now.
But anyway, that's just one. You just never know what you're going when you study reverse speech. You never know for sure what you're going to find, and there are always new things that you're discovering.
Yeah. Yeah, here's the first two-word reversal I found on my daughter. And I'm chasing around the room with a tape recorder. She's 7 months of age, and she reaches out for it and says this. So that's the sound we're talking about. I'll play it again. versus to say, what's that?
Huh.
Okay.
Well, that's
wonderful
extremely
reversal.
Clear. That reversal is crystal clear.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And, you know, Dad's been chasing around the room for months with this little thing in his hand, and, you know, inquiring mind, oh, what's that? You know, what's that holding in his hand? So that's pretty cool. And then I found two words for a few months, and then I started finding 3 or 4 word reversals. And, this is the first, one of the first, 3 word reversals, that I found. And, it has, mysteriously vanished from my computer. Well, wouldn't you know it? Hang on. Oh, it's a wonderful reversal. I want to play it for you. Well, how strange.
Well, David, why don't you look for that for a minute or two, and I'll direct our listeners to, again, to your website, which is reversespeech.com. And there on that website, as I mentioned earlier, you can find hundreds, so David said thousands of reversals, just example after example, so you can decide for yourself about is is reverse speech real? Well, I mean, anybody that's listened for just a small period of time that is impartial, I believe, would have to come to the conclusion that there is something there. And again, on reversespeech.com, you can hear many, many examples of these reversals and then decide if you want to take the study farther. Of course, there are so many applications in business, as we just gave one example of. In addition to business applications, you can imagine, you know, knowing if a politician if a politician's reversals are congruent with his or her forward speech. Well, that might come in quite handy. Or, again, you can imagine there are just so many, is a potential mate, compatible or not. Well, again, all of that, the truth is always going to be revealed in the reversals. David, did you find that reversal yet?
Yeah, I had to go to another subdirectory to find it, but I found it. Anyway, so this is my daughter in the bathtub, okay? And she's playing in the bath, and she suddenly sees and she's trying to pick up a cup, and she reaches out to me for help. So here's the forwards. So that's a forward. The backward, she says, David, help me. See if you can hear this. Pretty clear, I'm sure you would agree. Here, I'll play it again.
Well,
go ahead.
How old was
that's
your daughter?
That's 13 months of age. 13 months. And she's still not speaking forwards properly yet. Well, not yet. No, she's still not speaking forwards. So, pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff. So let's move along and, here's a funny one at, I think this is 2 years of age. This is not my daughter. This is something that someone sent me. And he's chasing his son around the room. He's got a dirty diaper. So here we go.
Yes, Dan, I got a diaper for you.
A diaper?
Yeah.
Where he says a diaper, he says in a verse, help me out.
Help me out.
Poor kid's got a dirty diaper. He wants Dad to help him out. Here's a forward backwards.
Diaper.
Yeah, so there you go. So that's a nice, funny reversal. Here we have a three-word reversal. This is on my daughter. Backwards, she says, Daddy loves Mum.
Daddy loves Mum.
There we go. So the type of reversal you would expect to hear. I mean, you'd want to hear something like that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, the old saying, out of the mouths of babes. Well, now we've got the most amazing examples of exactly that.
Oh yeah, definitely out of the mouths of babes. Yeah, here we have a 4-year-old, I believe, and she notices the child's, her friend's inoculation mark on her arm. And she says, do you have an injection?
Do you have an injection? But what do you do? My teacher.
And when she says to make you better, she says, I hated them.
I hated them.
I gave them. Silly, natural reaction you would expect to find on a young kid talking about injections.
Brent Johnson's nationally acclaimed Freedom Seminar on how to live free from government regulation is now available for home or office use on VHS or DVD. This 8-hour seminar includes detailed information on how to opt out of income, Social Security, even property taxes. Protect your property from attachments, liens, or levies by the IRS or government agencies. This incredible seminar is now on sale for only $129.95 in VHS or DVD for only $169.95. That's a $50 savings. Save even more if you also order Brent's smash hit book, The American Sovereign. Get both for an amazingly low $189.95. That's an additional $40 savings, and priority mail shipping is included. Order your set today. Call 1-888-385-FREE. That's 888-385-FREE or online at www.freedomradio.us. This offers for a limited time only, so don't wait. Call 888-385-FREE or online at freedomradio.us.
Archaeology, astronomy, alchemy, secrets of the Holy Bible, hidden codes of the Quran, demonology, Tesla technology, solar power, extraterrestrials in the ancient world. More than 500 documentaries, an experimental film lab of cutting-edge music and art, full-length movies, conference reports, and weekly TV shows. The Enigma Channel is the world's first truly global TV station. www.enigmatv.com. Intelligent television for planet Earth.
Now that big business has finally discovered the preparedness market, it becomes difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, with the best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and much, much more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. And don't forget to look for the deal of the day. Unique and affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. And get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, food independence, and self-reliance, visit MyPatriotSupply.com. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare at MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we're back with David John Oates, and welcome new listeners to the second hour of Sedona Dreams. We now have 3 hours, the first hour with the new show, which is Financial News Network, and then the second 2 hours of Sedona Dreams, and we have with us our regular guest, our very special guest, David John Oates. David is the discoverer of reverse speech, which is the voice of the unconscious mind. And David has been playing some examples of children's reversals. And it's an amazing thing that children actually learn to speak in reverse before they can speak in forward speech. So here we have example after example of children just a few months old already communicating unconsciously with their parents. How much of a benefit would it be to know what your child is trying to communicate to you before he or she can speak in forward speech? Here, this is just one more example of the power of reverse speech technology. David.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so we're looking at children's reversals. So here's one that around about, this would be probably about 14 months of age, roughly. And I've just moved my daughter from one room to another. So here's the forwards.
Hi,
And then she says in reverse, I now come here. You hear that one?
Now, is there anybody, any listener that could not hear that? I mean, that's pretty plain.
Yeah, pretty plain.
And it relates, directly to the forward speech.
Absolutely. She's been moved from one room to another. I now come here. So that's recognition. So pretty wonderful reversal. Yeah. And, all right, let me see. I've got so many of them. Oh, look, here's a classic one. This one really illustrates the power of reverse speech and the uses that it can be put to. And this is a 13-year-old girl who's been nonverbal since birth. She's handicapped. And she only talks in groans and grunts. And her mum sent me a segment of tape of her daughter talking. And here's one of the reversals. So here's the forwards. And this one says, Mummy, love you.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? Hey, let's play it again. So she's not speaking forward, but she is speaking in reverse. So that's amazing.
And again, how useful, how incredible would it be to, for those children who could not speak in forward speech, as a parent, how wonderful would it be to be able to understand them? There's another amazing example. Here's a child that can't speak in forwards, but is able to communicate in reverse.
Yeah, but it just shows the applications of it. I'm the echo.
I was having that in the first 2 hours, a bit of an echo. We're on this automated system, so I guess it will be self-correcting, because the echo did die away after a couple of minutes and the previous 2 hours.
Oh, hopefully it's okay. All right. Yes, go on now. All right. So here's another one. Let's run this one forward. And this one says, please, Daddy, help. And I'll do it once more. And here it is forwards. Absolutely. Here it is forwards and backwards. I mean, you know, that's like it's forwards. That's just as clear as day.
Is there anybody that can, with a straight face, maintain that, please, Daddy, help, I heard it? I mean, I'm sure you listeners heard it. Is a random sound, like the ridiculous reverse speech deniers try to maintain. I mean, it's just really, it's really silly to say that that's random.
Yeah, okay. And let the skeptics explain this one I'm about to play you. This is on a child, and it's what we call a mirror image reversal. Okay, so here's the forwards.
You had spaghetti, and what else did you have?
And carrots, and milk.
Oh, then you had a nap?
Yep.
Were you a good rester?
Yep.
Yeah? Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hold on, say it again.
Okay, so where he says, I love you, Mama.
Say it again.
Hi, Baba. I love you.
Oh, no, sorry. No, on this section here, sorry.
Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Okay, I love you, Mama. I'm going to play it backwards for you.
Say, I love you, Mama.
I love you, Mama.
Oh, that's forwards.
I love you, Mama.
And there it is backwards. And here we are again.
I love you, Mama.
And again.
I love you, Mama.
And as you can hear, he's saying exactly the same thing backwards as it says forwards. Here's the forwards.
I love you, Mama.
And backwards.
I love you, Mama.
Forwards.
I love you, Mama.
And backwards.
I love you, Mama.
That's what we call a mirror image reversal, George.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for obvious good reason, it says exactly the same thing in reverse as it says in forwards.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing mirror image reversals. Yeah, I find them reasonably often, and when we do a show on reverse speech categories in one of the upcoming shows, I'll play you some more mirror image reversals, and I'd like to see the skeptics explain that. How can you have a random sound that says exactly the same thing backwards as it does forwards? The odds of that are pretty quite dramatic. So, pretty high, I'd say. All right, here we have a great example. This is on an 8-year-old girl. I love this one. This is one of my favorite ones. And it's a great example because it illustrates many different facets of reverse speech. For a start, reversal occurs in a little stutter and stammer of speech, and that's very common. Reversal will frequently occur in the pauses and stammers of speech, and it reveals her innermost thoughts. And this is a girl who's telling us how good she is at school. So here's a forwards.
I'm quite good at girls, and I'm quite good at math and English, but I'm not.
So here's that little slap of the tongue there, but I'm not.
I'm English, but I'm not.
And she's and then she goes on and says this.
I'm tired, but I don't think I don't know anything else.
So she's about to tell us a subject she's not good at. Okay, I'm quite good at math, English, but I'm not.
English, but I'm not.
And then she changes her mind and continues on and tells another subject she's good at.
I'm tired.
And you play this in reverse, and this is what she says backwards.
I'm not telling.
So there's no way she's going to tell us a subject she's not good at. So that's a classic example of reverse speech occurring in the slip.
Our listeners, was that not awfully clear? I'm not telling. That's as clear as a bell, and again, how could anybody with a straight face maintain that those were just random sounds? It's ridiculous.
Right. So here we have it again. Let me play it again. Here we go.
I'm quite good at school, and I'm quite good at math and English, but I'm tired, but I don't know anything up.
Yeah, right on that pause of tongue, here's the reversal.
I'm not telling.
So there we go. And this runs a whole lot backwards. If you hear this sound, yeah. Yeah, classic, isn't it, George?
Yeah.
And that's runs a whole lot backwards, and you'll hear the gibberish, and then it's really clear reversal jumping right up out of the gibberish. And here we go.
What? Isn't that when better?
Classic example of reversal.
Well, that reversal is so crystal clear. Not all reversals are gonna be that clear, but that just literally jumps out at you from the gibberish.
Oh, yeah, absolutely it does. Yeah. Yeah, all right, okay, here we have another one. That's one of the thoughts. And here she says, our mummy's sweet.
Our mummy's sweet.
Nice. Nice, cute little reversal. Our mummy's sweet. The type of thing you would expect to hear on a little girl. And, which one will I pull up now? I need to go back to my other. Oh, did I play this one? Please, Daddy, help. I don't think I did. Well, no, I played one without Daddy. Which one did I play about Daddy? I must have played Please, Daddy, Help. Got so many reversals here, I just forget. Oh, yes, I did play. All right, now we're going to go back to my main subdirectory, and to pull up some of the others here. Just excuse me one second. So as you can see, some pretty amazing stuff we've got in reverse. So, here's some kids playing hide and seek. And it says, "I can't find you." You got that one there?
There again, the children's reversal relates directly to what they're doing and also to the forward speech.
Yep. And here's another cute one. This is a little three-year-old playing with some ducks. And this one says, "Just love to be a friend."
Wow, very clear reversal.
Yeah, isn't that a clear one? Here it goes again.
Just love to be a friend.
So wonderfully clear reversal, and once again, directly related to the forward dialogue. It's the young girl who's playing with ducks. And that's exactly the sort of thing you would expect to hear. Oh, here's an interesting one. I think he's two, and Dad's chasing around the room with a tape recorder. He's saying, "It records." And the little kid says, "Oh, it records." So here we go.
Hello.
Say
hello, Daddy.
Hello, Daddy. Daddy calls, Daddy. Yeah. Daddy calls.
Talking to them, it records.
And here he says, recording me. Oh, sorry, that's the forwards. Oh, hang on, where is it? Hang on, it must be here, sorry. So very imprecise pronunciation forwards when he's saying record. When you run it in reverse, the recording is crystal clear. No mispronunciations at all, you know. And I found that quite a lot when my kids were growing up. They would mispronounce the word forward but say it quite clear backwards. And the one I can remember, which I don't have on tape unfortunately, but when they refer to bottle, they'd say bob-op. And backwards, it was a clear bottle. They bob up forwards and bottle backwards. So I'll never forget that. But I don't have that one on tape, unfortunately.
Now, was this an example of the child was so young they didn't properly pronounce bottle in forward speech?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Bob up is what they said in forward speech. Yeah.
But yet they had already had the ability to say the same word in reverse with perfect English diction.
Right, exactly right. Yep, exactly right. So, children are speaking in reverse before they speak forwards. And that's part three of my theory, reverse speech complementarity, is that language development begins backwards before it does forwards. And this gives us a wonderful insight into the young child's mind, okay? So, all right.
Well, here we have not just a single example. We have example after example of crystal clear reversals of children speaking in reverse, in some cases even before they can speak anything in forward speech, and then with the last example, a crystal clear pronunciation in reverse even before the child can properly pronounce the word in forward speech. So again, this is not a single example of crystal clear reversals. This is a whole library thereof. So, can anybody challenge that with a straight face and scientifically disprove it? I think not. And if they could, then present some evidence. Otherwise, either put up or shut up.
Well, look, I haven't seen any evidence at all by any skeptics that disproves reverse speech. They haven't come up with any. Point of fact, the only study that was done by Monash University. And their study showed that people could hear the reversals. And there was a high proportion, like 78% or something like that.
Which is far beyond chance or random.
I know. And so the skeptics, I had a skeptic on one of the bulletin boards I post on regularly, and he said to me, oh, this can only cause harm. And so I replied, and I posted the link to all my testimonials on my website. I said, okay, well, here's all the testimonials. Now, can you search the internet for me and find one instance of harm that reverse speech has ever caused? Well, of course, he couldn't, because it doesn't exist. And, well, let's look at the evidence, folks. You know, just go and look at my testimonials. I get life-changing results with the clients I work with.
Well, it's one thing to be, it's good to be skeptical. It's quite another thing to be stupid or stubborn to the point of asininity. I'm not sure of the word I'm looking for, but it probably does exist. There is or there should be a word for someone who, despite massive amounts of new data which might conflict with his or her pre-existing beliefs, continues to cling to the belief that the sun revolves around the earth. I mean, this is despite all the evidence to the contrary. So I'm sure there's a word for that, and there is healthy skepticism, and then there's that word, whatever it is.
Well, whatever that word is.
Yeah.
I can think of a couple of words, but yeah, I can't say them on the air. Yep. Look at the evidence, folks, and see what you come up with. All right. And, actually on that note, go to my site, download the reverse speech software. And to start trying for yourself. You'll be amazed what you find. I had someone message me a funny message on Facebook today. She said to me, I was recording this guy who I liked, and I ran the reversals backwards. I mean, and I recorded the conversation, and then I went and used your software to play the tape in reverse, and I found all these sexual reversals. And she said to me, is that normal? And I said, well, if you like the guy, yeah, that's pretty normal. You never know what you find when you record yourself and run it in reverse.
This is for me a particularly fascinating and interesting aspect of reverse speech that David's covering tonight, because for one thing, you've heard a massive amount of evidence that children are communicating with us unconsciously in their reverse speech even before they can communicate in forward speech. So you've heard not just one example of crystal clarity, but example after example after example. Now, to me, that's tremendously exciting. The fact that children as young as a few months old are already communicating with us unconsciously. I mean, that is a tremendous scientific breakthrough that David has discovered. David?
Yep. Yeah, I think so. Hopefully they'll wake up to it before too long. Here's another one. She's talking about some friends at school, this example.
How old is she? 3.
Yeah, she says, she's good looking.
She's good looking.
Now, that's clearer as well.
Yeah, and actually clearer backwards than it was forwards, actually. Where's this is forwards.
She's That's the forwards. And here's the backwards. So the backwards is clearer than the forwards. You can't determine what you're saying.
You remember the other mirror image reversal that David played earlier. Here you got another example.
Right. Okay. Oh, I pulled up the wrong one, but we'll play this one. I don't know which one this is. We'll find out.
So you're looking for advice anyway,
so. Yeah, and I think my intercept would know what I want.
Oh, that's right. This is a child in the background of my session work. So here we go. Here, we'll play the child in the background. Right there.
Yeah.
You got that? And backwards, it's love you.
Mm-hmm. Very clear.
Yeah, very clear. Just a little child in the background on that one. And, let me see what else we've got here. Here's the one I wanted to pull up. This is a child. I think she's just drifting off to sleep, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I think when I go to bed, nobody knows that
book. Oh, I do something when I go to bed.
I
think she's talking about reading a book or something. Anyway, she says in the verse, love that journey.
Love that journey.
Wow.
Probably the journey of her dreams as she drifts off to sleep. And there you go. So, yeah, if anyone ever finds any good children's verse, I'll send them to me. I was looking for great children's verses, and they're fantastic. So, here's one that says he has a secret. I don't know where this is from. Let's just play it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, it's a secret. And, that's the one of mine. Someone must have sent me that one. I don't know. I don't know any context on that one. Sorry about that.
All right, we got a couple minutes left here. And did you want to play any more?
No. Go to my website, folks. ReverseSpeech.com. There's a whole bunch of Chules reverses up there. I'm going to upload some more. You can hear any of these. And some more stuff too. ReverseSpeech.com.
All right. And again, not only can you hear thousands of examples of reversals like David's been playing, but also you can check out the books that David has written. And David, if one were going to start with the first book, which one would it be?
Oh, well, actually, my very first book, Beyond Backward Marketing, you can download for free from my website.
Right.
But probably the one after that would be A New Theory About Language. That's a book I wrote about 3 years ago, and it covers all my latest thinkings and thoughts on reverse speech. So you can download the free book, Beyond Backward Marketing, from my website. And also, if you go to the product section, you can purchase the book, A New Theory About Language.
All right. And so you can whet your appetite with a free book and then pursue that farther with if you desire to purchase more information, then you can do that as well. And that website, again, is ReverseSpeech.com. That's ReverseSpeech.com. So we got about half a minute here, and David, you were working on a possible intensive class for January.
Right.
Has that been finalized yet, or are you?
No, not yet. I'm still gathering students together. I think it will happen. Just watch my website. I'll put it up there.
All right. That'll be posted on the website. Thank you so much, David. We'll be back next week with more reverse speech.
Okay. See you, mate. Bye. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Michael from Corrado, and at 68 years, I was feeling the sand run out of that hourglass. I understand that I create my own reality, but I wanted a jump start. Along comes RNA drops. Okay, I'll bite. Ascension by default. Right. So 4 months down the line, I find my genital herpes, the gift that keeps on giving, isn't showing up. I guess I didn't want it anymore. Now I'm getting out of bed without the joint pains. The night sweats are gone. The sore, red, cracked, and bleeding skin of my hands is becoming new again, and perhaps most welcome of all, the cares of life starting to disappear in that rearview mirror. Whatever the RNA drops are doing, they are functioning like what I would describe as my personal alchemical adaptogen, opening channels of communication with my own non-physical. Find out what RNA drops will do for you. For a free mini bottle, you pay only shipping, go to michaelsrnadrops.com. That's michaelsrnadrops.com.